USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump calls it a big fat hoax. This is House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says articles of impeachment will be drafted.
Today, with the Speaker's announcement, she has weakened this nation.
House Minority Leader California Republican Kevin McCarthy telling reporters,
it was not new news. They always had this pre-written timeline from the day they got sworn in.
Now, President Trump in a tweet saying, I say if you are going to impeach me, do it now, fast, so I can have a fair trial in the Senate and so that our country can get back to business. We will have Schiff, the Bidens, Pelosi, and many more testify and will reveal for the first time how corrupt our system really is. I was elected to clean the swamp, and that's what I am doing, exclamation point. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
To the economy now. On Wall Street, the Dow gaining 28 points to close at 27,677. The NASDAQ up 4 points. The S&P 500 up almost 5 points. Medicare open enrollment ending this Saturday. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
Seema Verma is the administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and she says there are plenty of ways to still get help if you need it.
People can call our 1-800-MEDICARE line, and they can also go onto the website at medicare.gov. There's also on-the-ground support services, so we have many volunteers that can help you.
The big feature in this year's Medicare open enrollment period is a huge expansion of Medicare Advantage plans. Some with additions like dental and vision coverage that traditional Medicare never had, and some with no premiums or copays. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
On Capitol Hill, an ear-catching exchange between House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and a reporter who asks if she hates President Trump. To that, Pelosi replies, I still pray for the president. I pray for him all the time. Don't mess with me when it comes to words like that. Changing gears now to the Christmas holiday season and all those packages being stolen from right in front of your door. Now Ring partnering with Amazon to crack down on thieves with sticky fingers. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Police departments all across the country are teaming with Amazon's Ring doorbell to help combat porch pirates just in time for the holidays. Nassau County Police Department on Long Island announced they would be working with Ring to help catch package thieves. Police Commissioner Patrick Ryder says this is a game changer.
It makes us a much more effective and efficient police department for sure. The bad guys try to stay one step ahead of us. Now we're trying to get in front of them. All of those crimes that we got to investigate, you know, you got miles and miles of roadways. You can't be everywhere. So now we are everywhere by using those devices to help us.
Ryder tells ABC's Good Morning America how the partnership works.
We go through Ring. They'll access their customers, tell them the PD is looking for access or the video from that time period. And then the customer can push a button and send the video to us, keeping their privacy intact. And then we take the video as like almost like an anonymous tip.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.